It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and good Friday, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, it's good to have you listening to VPN Radio today. Many of you have been praying concerning Queenie Stevens and what is going on in India, Bangalore, India. And we've had questions about what is happening there. We've been praying on her behalf. One of my spiritual sons, A. Stephen, over the past 20 years has built a major ministry complex there in Bangalore. And we know that rebels are trying to seize that property. And we will have her on tomorrow, Saturday. So be sure and tune in. I tried to get her on the phone today, but she's traveling. And so tomorrow we'll get an update from Queenie Stevens, what happening there in the ministry, Cornerstone Ministry. But today I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about you. And I'm going to talk today and pray with you about the will of God for your life. You know, serving as a prophetic voice in this nation since 1985, when Gene and I, after 18 years of pastoring, leading churches, we went to Rockwall, Texas, and began to serve with a man who was calling the nation to pray. And as we began to go across America, we began to lead churches in prayer, teach on early morning prayer, teach on corporate prayer, individual prayer. And during that time, the Holy Spirit began to speak prophetic words through me to churches and individuals and God opened a major door 30 years ago, which continues today, although I'm not traveling as much as I was, because I want to speak to you here every day on BPN Radio, which certainly is limiting my travels, but I have the opportunity to minister to you every day, 24 hours a day, and instead of just ministering to one church at a time, I'm getting to minister to many churches at a time. And I'm still going to a few churches as time avails. But the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to be on BPN Radio here on the TuneIn Network and to be able to broadcast across America and around the world, over 70 nations have already joined us, is immeasurable. And to just a few years ago, it was unthinkable. And so here I am. The Holy Spirit just told me to sit down and begin to pray with people across America and around the world 24 hours a day. So this broadcast is repeated every hour on the hour. We have not gone off the air since November 19th, 2014, 24 hours a day. So here we are, and I have some things to say to you concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning your job or business. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. And Gene and I really got started in the ministry, even though we were leading prayer in 1985. We really got our ministries got elevated. Our ministry got elevated because we were giving people prophetic words, words that very few prophetess or prophets were giving in 1985, 86, 87 when we first started that ministry time. And we would share prophetic words, and people would say, that's amazing, that's what the Holy Ghost has been saying to me, or yes, I can do that. So I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I love to hear the voice of God. I love to hear the voice of God. I love to hear Him speaking and saying. And it's just amazing when we begin to hear the voice of God, what begins to happen in our lives. And so we're going to hear the voice of God. I'm going to prophesy today. And I don't know exactly who I'm going to be prophesying over, but I'm going to begin to prophesy, and it could be a word for you. I won't call any names, but today I'm just going to start prophesying, and I believe the Holy Spirit is just going to come and is going to minister. And I'm just believing for supernatural things to happen here in just a few moments. So, Father, we just give this service to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This prayer broadcast on this Friday, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever you want to do, Lord, whatever you desire to do, Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would come. Anoint me, your servant. I've been serving as a prophetic voice for a long time in this nation. I just pray right now, Lord, in just a few moments, you're just going to come and minister to me and through me. And it's going to be a wonderful day here on BPN Radio. My friend Martin Smith from England is here. He's going to sing, and I'm going to prophesy.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong, but most of all, to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes,
most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Heaven open, I see your glory come down.
I see your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will you come? Long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ, yeah.
We desire to hear your voice. We long to hear your voice today.
Oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice. For your word, for here we will meet you.
have Martin Smith and Delirious. They're singing the prophet's song. We love to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And right now in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you would anoint our ears to hear your voice, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, here on this Friday, this prophetic day, here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Now, you know, when I prophesy, and I've been prophesying now for a long time, I've been prophesying in churches across America, around the world for the past 30 years. And most of you know that when I prophesy, I love to pray in tongues. I love to pray in the Spirit. You say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, you can just ignore that if you want to. But I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. And I love the Holy Spirit. I love to have I have a prayer language he's given me. And when I pray in the Spirit, I get interpretations. So I'm going to pray right now. Kubrikite. I want somebody to get ready. I believe some people are going to get some prophetic words today. And even though I don't have a name on it, if it's for you, you can receive it. Now remember, it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word, word you've never heard before. It could be something that could be very risky, but you have to receive a word by faith. And if you get a word, you need to write it down. And every prophetic word needs to be confirmed by other seasoned prophets and apostles, so you can get that prophetic word confirmed. Remember, one word never tells the story. Never tells the story. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. So just be a partial word. And you don't get the whole story, but you get a word that you can receive. You have to bear witness with your spirit. Can't bear witness with your mind or your head, because your head or your mind, they say that is totally impossible. I can't do that. But we know that you, if you can receive it with your heart and write it down, Jeremiah 30:2 says, write it down, and then begin to speak that word. We literally speak our worlds into existence. If you get a prophetic word, let me say this to you. If you get a prophetic word and you just don't bear witness to it, then don't receive it. I mean, that's from me or anybody else. And if even if you say, no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that. I don't want that. Then, you know, the Lord's not going to force that onto you. 1966, when he said, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Then he asked me the question, will you preach my gospel? I said yes to that. It was not forced upon me, but it was his will for me. And, you know, I prophesied over a man one time that the Lord was going to give him a certain house. And he said, I don't want that house. And I prophesied over other people concerning jobs or businesses. And they said, well, I don't want to do that. So, you know, the Lord, he's generally not going to force it on. But I declare that one word from God today can change your life forever. I just received a word from the Lord many years ago. You're going to travel all over the world, do good exploits for God. And it was just amazing what the Holy Spirit did. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I don't know who all is listening to this broadcast today, but I pray for them. I pray, first of all, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. And may they never say, why was I ever born? We know that we were all born for a purpose. We are here by design. We know that we were designed in our mother's womb, coming out with certain giftings, talents, and abilities. And Lord, we know that we were assigned to a certain generation. We know, Lord, that we were assigned to a certain time period. We could have been born any time in history past. We could have been born any time in history future. Here we are now, living in the 21st century, in certain cities, in certain areas, speaking certain languages. But here we are. And we only have one life to live. And we only have one life to give. And who will we live it for? Will we live it for ourselves? Will we live it to heap up treasures, get an early retirement, continue to invest in our 401ks? Nothing wrong with that. But if it's just living for yourself, to just living to for our business, living for something we have developed, living for our own dreams, living to be a certain person, individual with a certain title. Help us, Lord, to take a review today of why we are here. So I'm prophesying today that you are here by design. You are here on assignment. On assignment from God. And I'm not talking about what the Blues Brothers said. I'm talking about what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, that you are on assignment from God. And the Holy Spirit reminds me, today of what the Lord said to Moses. Because Moses was, you know, he'd had it all. He'd been living in the king's palace. He had been served. Everything was at his fingertips. And then through a sudden turn of events, he was on the backside of the desert. From the king's palace to serving, herding his father-in-law's sheep, not even his own sheep, but his father-in-law's, living like a nomad, no longer being served, no longer eating the best food. And there he was. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to some of you here today that there's been a sudden turn of events in your life. One wrong move. I mean, Moses, he murdered someone when he shouldn't have done it. One wrong move sent him into exile. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that there's some of you that are listening today, somebody listening today, you've really gone into exile. You're not in a prison cell. You're not in being confined to a place where you are incarcerated for many years. But you've been exiled, maybe dismissed from your job. Maybe your business has gone under. Maybe your wife left you for another man. Maybe your husband has committed adultery and has said bye-bye to you. Maybe people that you love, cared for, has dismissed you out of their life, not only affecting your emotions, not only affecting your physical being, but it's affected your finances. Somebody's in exile. It's like, my God, I did not know that I could be dismissed like this. I did not know that everything that I'd worked for could go up in a puff of smoke. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm praying for somebody right now that has been exiled. And through a sudden turn of events like Moses, you're kind of on the backside of life's desert. Very desert place, to very desert. You feel quite rejected. You feel quite deserted. So I pray for you now. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that God has you there so that he can remind you of things that he has talked to you before. But life got so busy and things began to happen and you were promoted quickly. too quickly. And it's like, oh, wow, this is so too good to be true. This is actually more than I really was thinking about in the past. But I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's brought you back to a place of being exiled so he can talk to you. And you think that God has forgotten you. You think that God has rejected you. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, no. No, I brought you back to this place to deliver you from yourself, to save you from yourself. And in the quietness of what you would call the desert place in your life right now, the deserted place, the Lord is preparing a table for you, setting a table for you. And right out in the middle of the desert, the hot desert sun, when everything seems hopeless and helpless, he's going to sit down at that table with you. The Bible said, can God prepare a table in the desert? Asking a question. And the response is yes. Yes. And so why is he preparing the table in the desert? Because he wants your attention. So he's just going to put a shade over that table. That's called love and mercy and grace. And he's just putting a canopy over that table. And it's beautifully set. It's out in the middle of nowhere on a desert. And he's going to sit down with you. And he's going to talk to you. And if you will just be still, there's some people that just can't be still. They run everywhere. They're so full of activity here and there, doing everything they know what to do. They can't be still. And their whole life is just full of activity. And the Lord has brought you, I'm prophesying to somebody, and the Lord has brought you to a place where you got to be still. And the Holy Ghost is saying to you, sit down. And when you sit down, I'll sit down. And if you're running around trying to make things happen, trying to work things out, trying to dig it up, dig it out, move it here, move it there, get a new connection, the Holy Spirit, he'll just sit there. He'll just stand there and wait. But he's not sitting down till you sit down. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, when you sit down at the table in your desert place, in your wilderness place, and he said, I'll sit down with you. And I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you about who you are. And what the Lord wants is he wants your attention. For the Bible, you know, says that when Moses turned toward the burning bush, when he turned to look, God spoke. When God got his attention. And there's someone here today that I'm ministering for that the Holy Ghost really wants your attention. But it is very difficult to get your attention. Because you're trying to work it out. You're trying to start this. You're trying to explore here. You're trying to do this or that. When he's just saying, come over here and sit down. Sit down. He really wants your attention. You know, my prayer life changed when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, don't bring stuff in here with you in this prayer room. And he said, I want you to come in. I want you to sit down. So I went and sat down with my Bible. And amazing things begin to happen. You know, for a long time, my prayer life was walking back and forth and just thinking about all these wonderful things I was going to do for God. But, you know, the real communion began when I sat down and the Holy Ghost sat down and we begin to commune. So sit down. And once Moses saw, turned aside to see, and the Holy Spirit spoke. And God called to Moses from the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Moses knew the voice of God. He knew the voice of God. And you, when you sit down today, I believe there's somebody that if you're driving down the road, of course, you're already sitting down. But somebody just needs to sit down today and say, here I am. And of course, the Lord spoke to him and said, angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, take off your shoes, you're on holy ground. For I love the holiness of God. I love the Holy Spirit to speak to me. I love the Holy Spirit to speak to me about my life. And I hear the Holy Spirit, I love the Holy Spirit to talk to me about things that I should be doing or I should not be doing in His love and mercy. So Moses simply said, here I am. And then Moses asked a very important question. He said to the angel of the Lord, who am I? Actually, to the Lord, who am I? And a very simple answer came forth. What is that in your hand? Now, you must understand that you are not here. I'm prophesying to somebody, you're not here just to occupy space, to occupy time. You're not here just to go to heaven someday, although I am looking forward to going there. Because Jesus said, I'm going there. I'm going to go in there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again. I'm going to receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Where is he at? He is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And so in prayer, we ascend and sit with him. There's something about the sitting posture. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to someone, you're running everywhere. You're trying to make things happen. You are fearful, afraid that it's not going to work out. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying today, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. So Moses said, who am I? And that's what some of you people need to be asking today. Who am I? What have I been designed for? I've been designed to love the Lord. I've been designed to serve Him. But in serving Him, I serve others. It's not just enough for me to go into my prayer place and pray all day long and serve Him and love on Him. No, I'm going to serve others. William Booth, when he sent a telegram, he could only write one word, the founder of the Salvation Army, and he just wrote one word, and that one word was others. So what am I? I'm here to do. What am I to do in life? I'm to serve others. And my wife Gina and I have made, we've made a new commitment that we're gonna serve Him. We're going to serve others with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And so, whatever the Holy Spirit has designed for you, whatever is designed for you, that needs to be included in serving others, whether it's with your voice, your hands, your education, your inventions, your preaching, whatever it is, serving as a doctor, your hands doing surgical procedures, whatever it may be, needs to be about serving others. It's not just about you. And when it becomes just about you, then life becomes unfulfilled, miserable. You know, for a long time, I wanted to be a radio announcer, sportscaster, own my own home, have a retirement, own my own radio station. So everything I was thinking about was about me. This would make me happy. This would make me fulfilled. And then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about others, about preaching to others, about prophesying to others, about working for others. My wife, Jean, and I have moved into 8 brand new homes over the past 49 years. and we were able to walk away to another place because of others. That house, those homes where we lived, Gene, of course, loved it there. We occupied those. But we moved away from that geographical location. One time, from a new home we'd only lived in a little over a year, to a home that was 50 years old. But we did it for others. And whatever you do in life needs to be about other people. Well, I'm working so I can do this. I'm working so I can do that. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only what's done really for others. And if your fulfillment does not come in serving others, then you become miserable. So I'm praying for those of you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying the Holy Spirit would minister you at this very moment as you cry out, "Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I?" That's what Moses said. And I'm just, I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to people today, calling you out of all of the obscurity, the disappointment, the disillusionment, the discontentment, the dissatisfaction, the unfulfillment, calling you out and saying, "Hey, I've got a table over here. Would you come over and would you sit down?" I had a friend for several years. His name was Rusty Goodman. He's in heaven today. But he wrote a song that he and his daughter are going to sing right now. And then I'm going to be back to prophesy some more. But Rusty asked the question, "Who am I?" And that'd be a good question for you to continue to ask. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now. And I just know that as you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, that He is going to do exactly that.
I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. Oh, Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Not my will, Thine for. The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so. To an old rugged cross He would go, for who am I?
When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave you never.
If you'll be true,
fight my battles until they're won.
My friend Rusty Goodman, his daughter Tanya Goodman Sykes. A song recorded also by Elvis Presley after it was written by Rusty Goodman. Who am I? So that's the question I'm praying for you today, that you will discover who you are. And once you discover who you are, why you were created. I know that we were created to serve God, but we were created with things in our hands. And so, as Moses asked the question about who he was, then the angel of the Lord just spoke to him and said, "What's that in your hand? What's that in your hand?" So what was it? It was a rod. And the rod took him into Pharaoh's palace, took him into the leadership of the Egyptian people, Israeli people, in the land of Egypt, and took him across the Red Sea, while the Egyptians, Pharaoh and the Egyptians, were in pursuit. So what am I saying? I'm saying there's gifts in your hand, and I just want you to come and sit down. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying to people who are in despair. You feel like you're landlocked. You feel like that there's no progress being made in your life. You've come to a place of tremendous unfulfillment, and many times it's just about it's about you, and it's not about others. And so Moses was serving others. He was serving himself, and God was speaking to him to serve others. So the Holy Spirit is saying, sit down. Would you come and sit down? Then I'm going to pray for you. Sit down, be quiet, and let the noise stop. Even if you have to pull off the road right now, turn your engine off of your automobile, turn your radio off. Turn the voices off around you, and I'm going to pray for you, because I believe that God is going to speak to you with the Holy Spirit as you sit at the table with Him in that desert place. He's got a canopy over there, so the sun is not beating down on your head. It's a canopy of love and grace and mercy. So get ready. Okay, you're sitting down. You're sitting down. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. And as I pray for you, the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you right now, speak to you about your life, your future, your wife, your husband, your children, your business. But the main thing is you're just sitting and you're getting yourself quiet. Quiet. When Moses turned to see when he got quiet, then God spoke. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Bro Timeshe. Ibrisimiti shikite sukuturute. Brande aroto lamandala sakatai lombro ke shike. Ibishamati sikbro shikabatai. Masata roboku matala brande. Miserebe idebe shikerebe serebe inamato la brande. Brisikore isikobrote, masibri isikobrondri bisikterbikete. Mandrabako. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit trying to retrieve everything that has been lost. I have saved the good portion for you, and you can pick it up on your way out of that desert place. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, quit trying to retrieve everything that you feel has been lost. But when you leave this desert place, then you can pick up the good portion, what I've saved for you. And the other portions you leave in the desert place, because don't retrieve what you don't need. And there are some things that you do not need in order to go on with your life. Some things you don't need. And all of those things that you've been carrying has become so heavy, so cumbersome, that you have not been able to rest. And you must know that with rest comes revelation. And you must know that I'm coming with you to that new place of rest. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's light. It is light. So you're coming out of the desert place, and you're not coming out with everything that has seemingly been lost. You're leaving portions in the desert. Don't retrieve it, because you don't need it. But you pick up what I have placed in that special place for you, and you take it with you into the next season. And what you have in your hand in this new season that is not cumbersome, that is not heavy, that is not burdensome, you take into the next season. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? And remember, as you go into the next season, as you leave the desert place of your life, then what you have in your hand will bring great fulfillment, great satisfaction. Kiebrondo ebrishi kibiti shamatai. Nambroko mantai la soto ebrishamati sikitvishikobakute. Brinde iserebo urebe ishikobakuterebe ete. Mendereberia terebeku. The Holy Spirit is ministering to you as you sit with Him at the table in that desert place. And when you come out of the desert place, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you will come out without all of that condemnation that you've been carrying. When you come out of that desert place, you're going to come out. You're going to come out without the condemnation. You're going to come out with self-worth. You're going to come out without the self-sufficiency. You're going to come out without that codependence on other people making you happy. You're going to come out free into a new dimension. And the Lord has had you there on that desert place so He could speak to you and talk to you about your life. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He wants to talk to you, because some of you, if you continue in the way you're going, you're going to have a premature death. You're going to die prematurely. And the Bible says, why should you die before your time? And a lot of those chest pains that you've been experiencing may not be physical heart problems at all. It's just the pressure that is on your chest. and the pressures that you wake up with every morning and the pressures that you go to bed with. And the fears. And when you leave the desert place, I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you today, and when you leave the desert place, you will leave the fear of not doing enough and the fear of not being enough. Always trying to please somebody else. Falling into seasons of others controlling you, manipulating you because you want to please them so badly you don't even know who you are. Why don't you say, who am I, Lord? Am I created just to please somebody else? No, you're created to serve others, but not in a manipulative way. When you leave the desert place today, you're going to leave the fear. You're going to leave the fear of not doing enough. And you're going to leave the fear of not being enough. You're going to leave the fear of how can I make it without them? You're going to leave with breaking free of codependency, inordinate soul ties. Oh, I've got to have their friendship. I've got to have this job. I've got to have this company. I've got to have this house. I've got to have this car. I've got to have their approval. You will leave the desert place in a few moments without the fear of being enough, without the fear of doing enough, without fearing, oh, what if I go back in to this next season of my life and I fail again? So what? So what? Well, what if I don't make enough money to live in this beautiful home? So what? What if I have to sell my car and drive an old car? So what? What if I don't? And what if I'm not able to keep this position? I'm working 18 hours a day so that I can keep this position with my company, so that my CEO will approve of me. Or maybe you are the CEO, but you are in a desert place. You are in a hard spot. You're in a hard spot. And some of you are out there in that desert, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, because you are so ashamed of what you've done. You feel that Jesus has forsaken you, God has forsaken you, the Holy Ghost has forsaken you, will never forgive you. No. How often there are consequences for sin. But Jesus, in response to Peter saying, how often shall I forgive? Seven times. He said, no, 70 times seven. His mercies are new every morning. And he's right here waiting to forgive. Forgive. He said, you don't have to stay out here on the desert. Don't have to stay out. I love you. I love you. You're my son. You're not my slave. You're my son. You can never be fired. You can never be taken off the job like a slave is, but you're my son. And I love you with an everlasting love. And some of you out on the desert because you're just so ashamed to face God. You say, God, I've failed so many times and I don't know how you could really love me, care for me. The Lord said, just come on home now. Come on home. Come on back. Come on back. So, I pray for you now. Those of you that are sitting at the table, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, saying, let's do it again, let's try again. And remember that I placed in your hands talents and giftings and abilities. Not for you. Not for you. Not for you. There's some people, they'll risk their life for another event, another race, another bout, another season, another journey, another flight. And they'll risk their lives not for somebody else, but for them, so they can have their name in light, so they can set some type of record. They may spend all of their time away from home, thinking, I'll just bring some money home to my family. No, it's not about you. And I just know that when you leave the desert place, you're going to leave with a new perspective. And you're going to leave you behind. And you're going to take up your cross. And you're going to follow Him. For His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And you're going to move out of that desert place, saying, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want me to do. And Moses picked up the rod and went to Pharaoh's palace and achieved incredible exploits that we are still enjoying the benefits of even now on this Friday. And so, Father, we trust you. We put our confidence in you. We're leaving the desert place now. There are certain things we're leaving behind. We're not going to look back. And there are certain portions as we begin to enter our new season that we're picking up. And we're going to live life to its fullest. And we're going to leave the fear of not being enough, the fear of not doing enough. We're going to leave that behind. And we're going to move into the new season, trusting you, doing what is in our heart and not everything that is in somebody's heart. But we know that whatever is in our heart must be to serve others. So I bless the people today who've been listening to BPN Radio. And I ask, oh God, that you bless them and that you minister to them and you work in their lives. In Jesus' name, I trust that you've enjoyed the ministry of the Holy Spirit on this prophetic day and that you have received a word from God. Write it down. Whatever the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be talking to on the phone with Queenie Stephen from India to see what's happening. And I know that many of you have been praying. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. If you want to make a donation, you can. Go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button and click on. And our announcer and producer, Michael Sean Bourne, will tell you more. Thank you for being here today. So we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.